I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe Ostrowski, nights on 670 The Score.
We got the Joe O Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's reach out down to DeKalb at Northern Illinois. Check in with our friend Sean Frazier, the athletic director over there. He joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Shop over 500 new and used vehicles at Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hey, Sean.
How you doing, Joe? What's going on, my friend?
I'm doing well. Just like with everyone, the last few months have been trying on a lot of us. I'd venture to guess it's been tougher on you more than most. So tell us, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. You know, COVID-19 has just definitely changed the game on so many different levels. Being held up, working from home, working in the office, trying to get our athletes cleared and trying to make sure we get tested. And then we're also dealing with race relations in America and also, too, in surrounding Chicagoland area. So a double whammy of adversity that we're dealing with, but a lot of resolve. We got a lot of Husky grit. A lot of energy, and we're chomping at the bit to get back to some level of normalcy.
How would you describe the city of DeKalb? Because when people around here hear DeKalb, you immediately think Northern Illinois, and we don't have students there right now.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting, surreal, right? So, you know, the whole COVID-19 thing, we weren't really a ghost town. We're a great town, a great amount of energy. But at the same time, we're kind of hunkered down on making sure we're doing the social distancing component. We're doing a lot of our business work through the electronic media, virtual calls, phone calls. A little bit less hype at this point. We generally have a little bit more of an uptick with summer programming outside and all that. A lot of that has to be suspended because of obviously the health concerns. And we're adhering, obviously, to the governor's stage program to get back to business. So, yeah, it's a little bit different, you know, not to say that's any less work being done or preparation. It's just we're doing it in different areas, being more locked down than being out and about.
Is June 15th coming up this Monday still the plan? A lot of us see the headlines around the nation with some college football teams getting back at it, especially in the SEC, Alabama, Florida, Auburn. Lots of reports of players testing positive for coronavirus, and maybe that's something we should start to get used to right now.
Yeah, it's probably something we should get used to without having a vaccine, you know, and different things that are going on because our protocols, we've been testing. We're going to be welcoming back our football program and our men's and women's basketball program as a first transition process. And we're doing lots of testing and we're going through those protocols. But, you know, at some point, you know, just like it is throughout the country, you know, there will be some test positives and we'll have to go through quarantine procedures and back to competition rules. So, yeah, we're working with the DeKalb Health Department and making sure that we're keeping people protected and going through all those particular procedures. So, yeah, that's the new normal, my friend. This is what we're doing. It's what occupies our day.
How do you practice social distancing with football and basketball?
Yeah, very carefully, Joe.
We're all upset that baseball isn't coming back. That's the one sport or one of the few sports, like golf, you could say, okay, there's social distancing anyways. But football and basketball, I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. I think it comes down to the testing, right? Not to be infected in the first place, right? So we have to do the testing and the baseline and the physicals and all these other things, and then, you know, make sure that we're doing that and the young men and women are doing that while, off of the field as well, right? So the whole containment process. So a lot of a medical intervention, clinicians involved, staff. So, yeah, we're figuring it out as we go, understanding that we are operating in uncharted waters relative to how we interact. So that's going to be probably the best answer I can give you right now. Once we are somewhat down the line and have more clarity about where we are, I could probably follow up. But very careful is what I said. Very extremely carefully. That's what we're doing.
Joe Ostrowski with Sean Frazier, NIU Athletic Director here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Sean, what kind of contact are you having with your student athletes right now and over the past few months, certainly over the last couple of weeks? What are these 19, 20, 21-year-olds saying, and what sort of questions do they have?
Yeah, virtual calls. That's been the majority of my interactions. So Zoom calls, you know, Google Teams, you know, all these different type of mediums. You know, I think I've mastered them, almost all of the virtual platform video call systems, you know, that are out there. I've had so we have regular meetings with the student athletes, and the questions are, you know, from safety to when can I get back, I'm chomping at the bit, to are we going to have a season, to academic questions. You know, all these different things are fast and furious as far as interactions that we have with them, to prep them, to manage the expectations. You know, there could be a situation where we don't have a full season. We have a modified season. We have something that's in between. So we have to make sure we prep and have that conversation. The same thing on the campus side, where we're taking a look at face-to-face instruction for our general student population and our student athletes. So what does that look like? You know, half the class might be virtual, the other half might be face-to-face instruction, observing the social distance rules. So yeah, it's a lot, Joe. It's kind of like, you know, you think you got it, and then we move the line again. You think you got it, and we move the line again. And then the questions are really good questions, because our kids are very smart, very articulate, very bright, and they want to get back at it, but they do know that safety, health and safety is job one. So we're just working together until we figure this whole thing out.
This sounds silly, maybe, and please tell me if it does. But the other week, we all have extra time on our hands a little bit. We've been watching a little bit too much TV, more movies. I rewatched Hoop Dreams, and this moment that resonated with me is Gene Pignatore saying goodbye to William Gates at the end of his time at St. Joe's. And as soon as Gates walks out, he turns to the camera. He says, "That's what it's all about. One goes out to the real world. Another one comes in 4 years younger." And I'm thinking about your occupation. And you must look at it as kind of a gift, because you're able to relate. You probably know all of these younger generations much more than most of us.
Yeah, and, you know, we're part of the maturation process, too. If you think about it, you know, they come in, the young men and women, some are more mature than others, as you can imagine. As a proud parent that just graduated, a high school senior that's going to be going off to college here in the fall, hopefully. Yeah, depends on what had happened prior to coming here, right? So it depends on how much intervention that Papa Frazier, as I affectionately call myself, to help these young men and women kind of mature and develop and find themselves, right? College is a great opportunity to do that. So, yeah, it resonates to be able to watch a young person come in and then leave after 4 or 5 years as this mature, complex, graduation, sophisticated person. And I just say, oh, my God, you know, what growth, what strides. NIU will do that to you. You know, it has a certain level of exploration and opportunity here. And I'm just humbled to be a part of it, to be perfectly honest with you. That's why I got into this business, is to mentor young men and women for passage to citizenship. And that's the great part about my job, is that graduation day when I have my cap and gown and I'm able to give them high fives and they walk across and see their parents or guardians, because that's what this is really about. Sport is just a vehicle for that. But the graduation education is the journey, and that's the end game.
Joe Ostrowski with Sean Frazier, NIU Athletic Director, Sports Radio 670, The Score. I hear a lot of people say maybe it's really changing right now, the movement that is happening in this country, and many point to kids in college right now. I could look at my generation. I'm now in my 40s. I could say, yeah, we didn't do enough. We kind of blew it. What makes this group of kids that you've seen special?
Yeah, you know, are you talking about the graduating seniors, or are you just talking about in general?
Kids coming in college now, those that have just left you to move on?
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, I have a special spot for the COVID 19, as I call them, seniors, right? Because I've got one at home. I just told you about my own daughter who graduated from high school, and we had a virtual ceremony at home, and just overall. So it got me a little bit there. But just to know that these young men and women went through their time, and some of them did get a chance to finish, right? Some of our spring sports were stopped abruptly. Our men's basketball program, women's basketball program, our winter sports, you know, jumped right up to the butt of having their tournament, and it was pulled away from them. So, yeah, these seniors are a little special for me. Got very much emotional with them. We'll be able to have some of those seniors come back because of NCAA legislation. So they'll have a chance, another kick at the can, to come back and do what they couldn't do because things were cut short. But they're special. To answer your question directly, this group coming in and leaving out have seen some significant adversity. And they're going to be better for that. They're going to remember this. They're going to be able to share this with others. They're going to talk about their story. Their story is going to be impactful. People are going to listen and say, you know what? That's what made me. And I'm excited for them because it gets me fired up to think about that because they deserve an opportunity, and I'm excited to help them on their journey. No question about it.
Sean, I love that these kids that you're dealing with, the COVID-19 class, as you call it, I love that they don't seem to be scared to have these uncomfortable conversations that are going on throughout the world right now.
No, they're brave. They're fearless. You know, they're disappointed. You know, people are angry, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming you're talking about the whole issues now with the race relations and some of the things that are going on, the horrific events that happened up in Minnesota. I'm assuming that. But, yes. Yeah, these are fearless young people. You know, these people, all of us, you know, this is a human rights issue. And as an African-American and someone who prides himself for being a connector of people, I see our young students as the future. And they want to demand that they have a voice. And they are ready to take their passion to the next level for human rights. And that's powerful. You know, it's powerful for me to be able to see that, but it's also powerful to understand that they're fighting for what's right. Fighting for what's right. And you know, it's great to be involved with them and to shape them and to make sure that, you know, we have a chance to all get along at some point, no matter where you are in the continuum of life, no matter what color, creed, sexual orientation, background, disability. I can go on all of the protected classes. But to understand that they're willing to strike that chord and to fight for that and to be passionate about that is pretty special. We should be very blessed that we have that level of conviction in these young people.
Sean, I don't know if you heard what Theo Epstein had to say, but he was very introspective with the media. He was questioning his own hiring practice over the years, saying, I usually end up hiring people that look like me. And I believe Northern Illinois, the only university with a black athletic director, football head coach, and men's basketball coach, if asked, what sort of advice would you give to some athletic directors about hiring practices?
Great question. We're not the only one. Vanderbilt is also in that same category. And they actually have an African-American female athletic director, the only second in FBS history. So we might have been the first to do it or the second, but we're only one of two in the country that has that. So my answer would be this. You got to lead. You have to demonstrate a culture of understanding. The great news about what's happening in our world right now is that we have a certain level of consciousness. My daughter calls it that we need to be woke. W-O-K-E, right? Everybody has to be woke. I'm learning trends, right? I'm 51 years old, but, you know, old dog and new tricks, right? So the bottom line is that people are becoming woke. And I might be using that out of context. Please forgive me. But the consciousness is raising. And for Theo to say that, God bless him, right? So, yeah, there's a very few number on the hiring side. We have to do a better job. Yes, people hire who they feel comfortable with, and sometimes that relates into a lack of ethnic racial diversity. There's no question about it. But now we have an opportunity to do something about it, right?
That's right.
Every day we have an opportunity to do something about it. So I think I challenge Theo. I challenge anyone. Let's just go ahead and do it now. Let's make it happen, right? We have an opportunity to go through this process, and what I've been doing over my time is helping my colleagues and others to say, here are the things you can do. Here are some of the things that we can do together to bridge the gap. So I think it's a great opportunity. This is an opportunity for us. It's a watershed moment. And for those out there that think that this is a passing plan, that this is going to go away, not this time. Not this time, my friend.
Yeah, I agree. Don't ask me what woke means. I hear it all the time, Sean, but I don't know. Don't ask me.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you that because when I got there, I said, woke? What is it? Like, I'm woke? Like, I'm woke? Like, I'm asleep? But he said, yes, but you were sleeping, and now you are woke. I said, okay, well, I'm woke. Well, then that's the definition of it. People are now become woke to the fact that they can have a conscious level on all these issues. Yes.
I'm pretty sure you used it correctly, Sean. Congratulations on the graduation of your daughter, and best of luck as students return to campus and we get football and basketball practice started soon there.
Yeah, I will tell you, my friend, I'm chomping at the bit, and these young people deserve this opportunity. But understanding that we've got to have health and safety. We still don't have a vaccine. We have to practice the proper health and safety issues that are out there. I'm totally on board with keeping people safe first, and then we'll take a look at athletics and other things later. But, you know, this is still killing people. People don't understand that. They want to be rushed. They want to go out there and do certain things. But this is still a very deadly virus. So I appreciate that. Appreciate the time, man. This has been really good. Anything I can do for you, I'm an avid listener, and bless you.
That was Sean Frazier, Northern Illinois Athletic Director. Enjoyed that conversation. Hope you did as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.